Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Rossi. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Podbielen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bud Podbielen. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting second, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abrams for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Abrams. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kluszewski moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Abrams, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Abrams. Serena reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen bunts, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein fires to first and picks off Rossi. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Abrams moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Abrams scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a line drive towards short. McMillan catches it and throws to first to double up Addis. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatton. The throw from Atwell and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rossi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Abram settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Abrams strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rossi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Serena catches it and throws to first to double up Hatton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi bunts towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Podbielen strikes out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams bunts towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Abrams moves to second. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jackson strikes out. There goes Atwell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serena hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Klusowski moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klusowski scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rossi strikes out. Two outs. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0 for 3 in the game. Podbielen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski now playing center field. Cal Abrams now playing left field. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Brown now playing shortstop. Paul Minner now pitching. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Abrams strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwell takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Toby Atwell. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Fondi moves to third. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Tommy Brown. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.